Okay, Kosmos.
Nej, det här var...
Let me try this again with the last doubt, you could say, that I have, and that I guess others would have, namely that we're here now in the virtual department. If this now is like a big cosmic VR game. And the forms we see and touch and hear and so on are just virtual forms, a kind of a dream. Then why, you know, rather than being objective, forms made out of little building blocks. Well, the things we find here, well, take our bodies. First of all, do seem to be assembled out of such building blocks, cells, organs, and so on. In fact, it appears is a machine. With pumps. Electric wires. Combustion engine, you could say, turning food into energy. And so on. Whoever constructed this fabulous machine certainly seems to have assembled it. From bits and pieces, much like we do with our machines, our engineers. But avatars inside a computer game, a VR game, do not require that. They are simply programmed to move the way the programmers want them to move. If this is merely God's dream, or merely, skip that, if this is simply God's dream, these forms, including our bodies, merely exist in the mind of God and us. Then why this bottom-up machinery, even the little cells, or like factories. If these bodies and forms of this world are simply there for us to play out our dreams and imaginations, Well, then, doesn't it seem more like someone built some seem to think makes sense. It built itself. Although I can't understand that logic. That's some kind of diorama with robots inside. Each one having a soul as passenger. Isn't then that way that God built this out of solid, objective, good quality matter, atoms and molecules and cells and all that. Rather than it all being just a flimsy dream. Vad sa du?
Har du skannat ditt kort?
Alltså där är den. Jag trodde det stod med den. Well. It then seems this is a creation in the creation. And in fact there are such games like Minecraft. Where the fun is not just about doing things, with what's there, but where you can create your own little world in the world, your own things, or Roblox. A VR environment that is not just like a game in itself, but a development environment where you can create fantastic worlds and then enter into them. So yes, the very fact that this world is, this body, obviously resembles a machinery. By all logic and reason, I would say more so. Anything else we see here? Gives us evidence, or is evidence of the presence of intelligence. Technological machinery. Is that an intelligent structure using certain laws of nature to accomplish a certain feat or work? Every little part of a heart serves in that incredibly ingenious machinery of a pump. Which in turn serves ingeniously as part of the great machine called the body. Who is that intelligence? Is it God? Again, it doesn't seem just like a dream. but as engineering, much like things are created in our world here. Well, I would say an answer is to be found again in the cosmology of the Puranas, which tells us the creation story. As a creation in a creation. In a creation and so forth. In other words, the, as you may remember, the first phase or level of the creation, Sarga, is God's dream. Manifest in that Brahman which again is about consciousness. So there at that level are we are comparison works well. Forms appear there which are actually just forms in mind. Then Brahma appears, who is then such a such an avatar, such a first level creator being in that new world, who then proceeds himself creating, and then there are devas under him in charge of different functions. So there are creators under creators. And then there are us creating our own machines.
Did it.
So somewhere down the line in this creation and equation, this specific kind of technology is used. Obviously, since it's here, and the reason we call it technology and compare it to our machines and technology is because we have developed our technology by copying that of nature. So, when you think about it, here you are, a very powerful person, Brahma or
Rami.
Descendants you have this energy that you can use to create. Now, what technology do you choose? Well, this is obviously the one that has been chosen. It's how nature is. Another thing that touched on before is that we should not be human-centric. This creation that we are in starts down at a much smaller and basic level than the one we are in. There's life all the way down there in the practical and the molecular level. Which means a society going on there, a world. Different levels of worlds in worlds, as it seems. In my body is a world with lots of, I heard 60% of our bodies are not us, lots of living beings. Most probably totally aware of, unaware of. But outside of their universe, is a higher world. With higher developed forms of life, for souls who are on that level in there. Development. And this makes sense. Because then that's the way it goes up, 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 outside our earthly realm. There's a higher realm, and so on, the seven worlds, you remember. So yes, how is a body in heaven constructed? What is its structure and how does it function? Of course, we can only speculate. But when you learn about prana and chi, the energy structure behind this, on the invisible level beyond this gross physical one, it appears to structurally resemble or be aligned with, at least to some extent, the structure of this body. The meridians of chi, prana. I even believe that the organs have subtle pranic. Foundations, I think you can say. And again, what it really is, what it's really going on, is a flow of energy. And again, however we twist and turn and speculate and explore and study, the fact remains. This world, even just our bodies, is so it's such an extremely sophisticated technology or structure, information structure, code, the program, whatever you want to call it, that is utterly and completely beyond our grasp with our senses and our minds, as long as we are stuck, locked in on this boor earthly level. I mean, frankly speaking, to put it straight, and pardon me, all of you, we are rather stupid, primitive beings, we humans. So we should first of all also accept, swallow that fact, and accept and realize that when we ask these questions, like the one we're talking about here, we are taking on not just the postgraduate level, it's way beyond. Even the Einsteinian or whatever idealized intellectual level we can think of. That's just reality, that's just a fact. Therefore, humility is an important ingredient. And this scientific exploration of the living cosmos.